This is the Wally Show podcast. To hear the live version, check us out each weekday morning through the Way FM app or at our website, wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money. It's not news. Think of it more as news-ish. It's the Wally Show.
If you sat down with your grandpa and asked him to tell you about how he earned money back in his day, he'd probably say something like, I got a whole quarter for cutting the grass, milking the cows, and delivering the morning paper all before the sun came up.
I like your old man voice.
Thank you.
And B, thank you for not saying, hey, Wally, how'd you earn money? But yeah, I get that. I find myself reminiscing and relating things back.
In my day.
Yeah, when I was a kid, there's no way it cost this much, you know?
Well, nowadays, things are much different. Piggy banks are a thing of the past, and now the future is debit cards for kids.
Oh.
While most major banks haven't jumped on board yet, Fifth Third Bank is the first to offer a kid debit card, along with other companies like Greenlight, Famzoo, and GoHenry.
Huh.
But if you're not sure if you should start to put the allowance of your kid on a debit card, here's a list of some things that of life lessons your kid could learn from having something like this. So first off, if your kid has a debit card, it helps give them a stronger connection between work and money.
Mm.
So that makes them make wiser purchases.
Right. If you're getting allowance money and you put it in this account, basically.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. It also teaches them to budget.
Yeah.
Okay. Also with putting something in savings or putting something in your account. And then also it teaches them modern money management because, let's be honest, Wally, you're the only one I know that carries cash still.
I know. It's weird.
And so it's not a thing anymore. So if you teach your kids now how to use a debit card, where to go, where's the ATM, all that stuff, they'll realize how it works.
And I like that it's a debit card, not a credit card, because
that teaches you
you can develop some really bad habits. But if you're like, okay, this is all the money you have. I know it doesn't feel like real money because it's not cash paper, but this is all you have. It's finite. And when it's gone, it's gone.
Exactly.
So I think that's a really good thing. It's funny, my daughter, we had transferred, my wife's father had passed away, and so he had these bonds.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had to go through all these processes. My wife had to sign like hundreds of bonds and everything to get them put into our account and transferred. And when they transferred the bond money, they transferred it into my daughter's account.
Hey.
Because we're all in the same bank, and hers is the first one that comes up.
Oh.
My daughter thought she was loaded for a minute, and then we had to teach her about life.
Aww.
The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away, and so it all went away for her. But now, again, money stuff, man, the earlier you can teach your kids about that, the better off they are.
Yeah.
at having a better future. Because they have a healthy relationship with money and finances, for sure. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And there are times where you kind of almost feel surreal in a moment that you're in. You're like, wow, is this really happening? And I think that's probably how a lot of people felt at this synagogue in West Palm, as they had a speaker. And the speaker was the son of a decorated Nazi officer.
Wow.
So, yeah, and you have to be like, what's going on here?
Polar opposites.
Yeah. Hey, guys, who did the booking? a couple questions for you. But what's really interesting is this guy had disavowed his father even as a teenager. And so he realized that when he was, I think, around 16, he realized that his dad was not a war hero, but a monster. And this guy grew up in Germany, and so he was in it, you know. And he made a change that surprised people in his life. He was kicked out of the house, and he said, because of this one principle, I want to help people, and I want to be on top of what my father did and give something back. And so he's changing a legacy, a horrific legacy that was started in place, and he chose to break that tie and send it in a new direction, which is amazing. He's not only studied Judaism, he converted, he lived in Israel, and even served in the Israeli army. So this is somebody that has backed up their words with a lifetime of action, you know, and so it's fascinating to see this kind of thing. And he said, whatever I can do and will do, I will do to talk against, act against hatred, bigotry, and racism. And I think he's proven that, you know?
Yeah, and who knows the impact he's made in so many people's lives. He's turned, you know, hate into love instead. And I think that could be a lesson for a lot of us.
And that's the thing. Like, he was headed down one path, and then something changed. And it moved him. And it moved him to a different place. And I'm sure there are people that would look at this and go, well, you know, no one can change like that. Come on, you were still ingrained and blah, blah, blah. You know, but I believe that, and we have to believe that people can change. Because we look at what Christ did for us and we go, okay, I changed. Now, maybe it's not as dramatic as, you know, the son leaving his Nazi family. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you have to believe that there is a potential to change. And especially if you see it in yourself, you've got to believe it for other people. Even the people that you think will never in a million years change, you have to accept and give them that space to change, you know? And so that's what I really want to discuss with you is, like, who is that person that you thought would never change? And maybe God got them, you know, and just turned their life around and it changed their life and maybe other people around them's lives.
Yeah, and it may be you. You know, you may have thought you would have been the one. But who knows what your story could show to others that are out thinking there's not going to be a difference, you know. But you, your story could show them there is hope for the end of this.
855-33-WAY-FM. That's how you can always be part of the show. We love having you on with us. 855-33-WAY-FM. That person you thought would never change but did. So I'm curious, is there somebody in your life that's made a huge choice that you thought they would never change, but they did?
Yes, my husband, for sure. My husband was an alcoholic for many, many years. Basically, I was a single parent, and I really began to lose hope after a while. But thank the Lord, through persistent prayer, he worked on my husband. I prayed for peace for many, many years for him.
Ballpark it for me. How many years, roughly, were you on this roller coaster of addiction?
I would say at least 15. It's a long time. Long time.
That's the thing. Change doesn't happen overnight. And if you're committed, you're in for the long haul. You're in for the long ride. So I appreciate you sharing that, because I know there are some people that are listening right now that probably have 7 years in and they think there's no way change is possible and they just want to quit and give up.
Yeah. And even then I thought, well, you know, when people are, you know, have addictions, they, you know, they tell a lot of stories.
Sure.
So it's always a story like, yeah, this time I'll do it, and, you know, that kind of thing. So I still had that in the back of my mind, and he proved me wrong. He didn't. And he's been sober now for 10 years or so.
There you go. That's awesome. See, that's a success story, and that's the story I think other people need to hear today. So thank you so, so much.
Absolutely. God bless. Have a great day.
Is there anybody in your life that you thought would never change, but you saw it?
Yes. My mother's boyfriend, he assaulted me from ages 8 to 12. And my mom put me out of the house. I had to go live with my grandparents, and it was really confusing. I didn't understand.
Did she put you out of the house to protect you or because she didn't believe you?
I think because she didn't believe me. But later she came to believe me, and she promised she would never live with them again. But then here we are 40 years later, and she continued dating him. And 40 years later, he came to know Christ. Me and my kids have been working on him for years. And he came to know Christ, and they got married 4 years ago with my blessing.
Oh, my goodness. Now, that is a powerful story of change. And here's what I love about what you just said. Me and my kids have been working on him. So
yes.
What you could have given up and written this person off and had every right to, by anybody that hears your story goes, I get it, but you still chose to pray for this man. That is unbelievable, and what a great lesson to teach your kids.
And, you know, the neat thing is that they knew that he had assaulted me. They were aware of that, and they still love him anyway. It's been really powerful for me as well. So,
and I'm sure, too, like, your testimony as well is something that can speak to your kids, because they could probably see so many people. Once they grow up, they can see so many people that have been through the same situation you have, but came out negatively because they didn't let forgiveness take over. And I know that that can only be something that God can only do for you. So what an amazing testimony to your kids.
Yeah, and I think it taught them. I just used to tell them, you know, wounded people wound people, like hurt people.
Yeah.
And it's seeing people as more than just that one-dimensional thing. Like, they have a past that probably hurt them, and it's been very cathartic for me.
Wow, that's amazing. But forgive people. Hey, I just made a new one.
Yes, exactly. There you go.
Hey, Mary, thank you so much for telling your story today. I know that's probably not always easy, but, man, I think it's powerful.
Oh, thank you. Have a good day.
Uplifting Way of Him, this is The Wally Show, and I'm getting so excited for Christmas already. I mean, it's been a long 2 years, let's be honest, and so I just need a little goodness in my life this year.
Well, I hate that you set me up for that.
No!
Because there's a good chance that Santa may not make it to your local mall this year. I know. Here's the thing. You know he's got so many. His calendar is booked solid. So he has to have a lot of helpers to help him be Santa at the mall.
Gotcha.
But the problem is that there aren't enough helpers.
You sit on a throne of lies. This is not true.
So according to this website, HireSanta.com.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
They can only staff around 85% of the events. Okay.
Oh, wow.
85%. That means the rest...
Yeah.
Might get an elf.
No, I don't want an elf. I want to sit on the big guy's lap.
Well, the thing is partly, and I know you said it's been a long 2 years, COVID still
has... pandemic related?
Yeah, COVID still has its fingers, its clutches in Christmas, because half of the events don't involve social distancing.
Nah.
And those make it harder to staff. Those make it harder for Santa to find someone to sit in his place or get an elf that will help him out.
And we got to keep the big guy safe. I mean, the last thing you want is Santa catching COVID. So I get it. I understand that.
Now,
elf or two, you lose one of them, you're going to be all right.
Right. Now, one positive thing about this is maybe you want to look into being one of Santa's helpers.
Yes.
Because malls are willing to pay up to 25% more if you'll be their Santa. Exactly.
I think I might have just found
you
a side hustle.
You got the beard. You got the...
Easy.
The stomach.
The physique.
The jolliness.
The age.
Yes. All right, that's enough out of both of you. I mean, Henry Ford once wisely said, "Whether you think you can or you can't, you're right." And I love that concept because it really does go to your perspective. If you think you can do something, you can do it. But if you don't believe you can, you're going to fail. And that was the case for this mom who finished her college degree 30 years after she started.
Wow.
There was a time where she was like, yeah, I can't finish it in. I can't fit it in with life. And she took a break, a pause. But then she decided, you know what? I'm going to do this. I'm going to go back to school. I'm going to finish my degree. She did it. And she wants to become a teacher now, you know, even all these years later, which I think is so great. She thought that she could, and she did. That's what's important.
And I think a lot of moms out there don't make themselves a priority. They want to put their kids first, which is great. That's understandable. But what about making 2021 your year where you make yourself a priority and go get that education that you've always wanted at Colorado Christian University, where you can get faith-based learning? I went to CCU myself and got everything I needed straight online. Got a degree in healthcare administration and psychology. And I'm so glad now, looking back, that I did it.
And she's a better believer.
Wait, what?
No, I can't say it with a straight face.
Just go to ccu.edu/Wally to learn more. And you can email your back-to-school question for Wally and Betty Rock to answer at wallyccu@gmail.com. News is all faxy and figury. This is more news-ish. Here's Wally.
Well, Lifetime has decided to not let Hallmark own Christmas specials this year. They are coming out swinging. There's a new Christmas movie that stars a few faces from the past. They are both from a series of movies that they starred in as teens. And I want you to guess who it is. But remember, we're all in this together.
We're all in this together. One, two, three.
Okay, that's High School Musical.
Okay, so who do you think from High School Musical is going to do a...
Zac Efron.
No, he's better than that. He's way bigger than
that. I don't know
that.
Anyone else outside of it.
That's it? That's all you know? Wow, that's telling. I just love Zac Efron.
No, I never saw the movies.
No, you did not.
Well, I didn't miss anything.
Oh, you have. High School Musical 1 is great. High School Musical 2, amazing.
No.
High School Musical 3, they jumped the shark, okay?
I agree.
Well, no, it is actually going to be Monique Coleman. She was Taylor. And Corbin Blue, who was Chad, of course.
Chad.
They are reuniting for a Christmas special.
Oh, boy.
I'm excited about this.
Of course you are.
Corbin Blue was in a musical called Holiday Inn. And he was captivating. It's a movie called A Christmas Dance Reunion.
No.
Yes.
Oh, wait for it.
It follows two former high school dance partners, Lucy Mortimer and Barrett Brewster. That's a great name. Barrett Brewster. And Lucy is, of course, a successful attorney who returns to the Winterlay Resort with her mother to celebrate its final Christmas. And there she's reunited with Barrett, who also happens to be the owner's nephew.
No!
I know.
Who saw that coming?
I've actually seen this plot before in a Hallmark movie.
I'm telling you.
It was, what was it? Oh, every Hallmark movie. It's going to premiere A Christmas Dance Reunion on December 3rd.
Christmas Dance Reunion.
On Lifetime. The name feels like they didn't try, honestly. Like, I mean, Christmas Dance Shoes. You know, that would have worked. The Christmas shoes. You know, and it might write a catchy song for it.
Yeah.
Roomba Around the Christmas Tree. That could have.
Rumba Around. I got a feeling that you're really going to love it.
Yeah, I
like,
probably
will. Actually, I know you're going to love it.
Or what if they called it Miracle on 5678th Street? That'd be great. So,
Why did they hire you?
I have no idea. But sadly, I will probably end up watching this. Because the worse it is,
will.
The better. Like, that's the thing.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that it's horrible, so it becomes one of my favorites. Like Christmas Magic on Hallmark Channel.
Oh,
still, the worst
falling,
one.
Turning around.
Yes. I hit the ground. Like, again, the worst, the better for me. I should make a playlist of all the, or like a list of all the worst Christmas movies.
Yes.
And then we should all watch those.
No.
Yes.
No.
I'll do that. That's what we're going to do this Christmas.
No.
Uplifting Way of Him. This is The Wally Show. And we're going to do a little Booyah Your Weekend. Chance for you to win a prize here, but you're going to have to earn it. You're going to tell us a story, something that happened in your weekend, maybe Saturday, Friday night even counts, but what happened in your weekend, we're going to go around the room, give you a boo or a yay based on your story. If you get more yays than boos, you win a prize, and sometimes remember, we're booing because we're jealous because your weekend was so awesome, or we might boo for you because it was like, oh, it's kind of a bummer. So Betty Rock, or we just don't like you. One of those three options.
Whoa, okay, you said my name, then you said, or we just don't like
That's
you.
That's what made me think of it.
Okay,
so Betty Rock, what is your story? We'll do a test round.
So over the weekend, I left work and I was going to run an errand. And when I did, I had to get in line, but I accidentally hit the curb.
Mm.
And right when I did, I could hear the air from my tire just going, yeah.
Pinch flat.
Thankfully, I was able to pull to the side and get in a parking lot. So I wasn't in the way of anyone. But thankfully, too, my parents were on their way to take me out to lunch. Mm-hmm. So all they had to do was just come by. My dad was able to put on the donut and get me to where I needed to be and get a new tire.
Okay.
And a funny thing, too, because you've seen the Christmas Story where his dad is like wanting to change the tire on the car. And so my dad gets out of his truck right when he sees me. He pulls up and he goes, me. It was so great.
Okay, a couple things. What were you doing while your dad was putting the donut on your car?
Giving him the encouragement that he needs.
Boo! Boo, 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 boo.
Well, he
did. Do you know how to change a tire?
Now I do.
Oh, you're 36. You didn't know how to change a tire before that?
Well, does your daughter know how to change a tire?
I taught her when she was in high school how to change a tire.
Well, now her and I both can change tires.
Oh, wow. Boo. Boo, boo, boo. Also, boo, because
what?
You missed a... Oh, let me hear what Gavin's is, then I'll do my second boo. Gavin, go ahead.
I'll throw a boo in real quick for driving skills that led to the flat
tire.
Oh,
good grief. Like, you haven't had a... Well, never mind.
I haven't.
Boo on missed opportunity.
Missed opportunity.
You are single. You could have been a damsel in distress. Hi, I got a top flat tire. I don't know what to do.
And that's how you end up on Dateline.
Or married. One of those two things. It goes either way, you know? And so you got to take some chance.
You never know until you try.
Keith Morrison, I can hear it now. It was a beautiful fall day.
Exactly.
Until it wasn't.
Yeah. Like, oh, man, I feel really bad. I'm like, I told her I'm sorry. I thought it would work. All right, Booyah Your Weekend, 855-33-WAY-FM. You give us a story, we'll give you a boo or a yay. You get more yays than boos, you win a prize. So what do you got?
All right, well, this weekend, my husband and I celebrated our 5-year wedding anniversary.
Whoa.
How many of those were good years?
All 5 of them were good years.
Yay! There you go. I remember one time I was with my wife and we were with some people and I said, yeah, we have had 25 happy years of marriage. And she goes, we've been married for 28. I went, yep.
What would be your one tip for anyone that's about to get married? What would be your one tip to give them?
Everyone always talks about communication is the key to a good marriage. But I would say that it's comprehension in the communication, because you can always communicate. But if you're not comprehending what the other person is communicating, then it's not always helpful. So you need to comprehend what the other person is communicating.
That is really good advice. Because literally the other day, my wife said a bunch of words. They were strung into a sentence. And they formed a paragraph. They had some context, had some meaning. And then she literally goes, and I went, uh-huh, yes, ma'am. And she goes, wait, did you hear anything I just said? And I was like, I got to be honest with you. No, I did not.
Exactly.
And Carissa, be honest with us. Who needs to do better at comprehending?
Well, I would say we could both do a better job at comprehending.
That was politically correct, but we all know what you meant. We know what you meant.
It's him. Yeah. Wink, wink.
So what do you got, Joe?
Hey, guys. Yeah, so me and my family were in Lexington this weekend for a cheer competition for my daughter. After the competition, we all went to a local restaurant to eat lunch. But once we got seated, you could tell that they were understaffed and everything, and we were even having our own difficulties getting food and stuff like that. But we noticed there was a lady cleaning some large tables behind us, and we found out that she just served a group of 18, and they left without tipping her.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Everybody blames the server during this time, and the servers so much of the time get caught because of short kitchen staffs and things like that, and they're just doing their best they can to get things out, and they're the ones that take the hit tip-wise.
Absolutely, and so you could just kind of see in her body language she was just down and just was having a bad day. And so as we were leaving, I walked over to her and apologized that those people did those to her, and gave her some money of my own, and said that I know this doesn't cover what you should have gotten from that group, but I hope it helps. And just the gratitude in her eyes, in her body language, was a blessing to me. She thanked me and was getting emotional, and I got a little emotional myself, but just to be able to do something for somebody that hopefully brightened her day was just was a blessing to me for sure.
Dude, that is a huge, huge yay, as long as you tipped your waitress too.
Oh.
We did.
Yeah. Okay, good. I'm going to take care of this lady. I forgot to tip our waitress. No, that's a yay from me, Joe, for sure.
How can I ever boo that? That's a double yay from me.
Gavin?
It's a yay. You didn't have to do that, right, but you went out of your way to do something nice for somebody. That's awesome.
Look at that. A clean sweep of yays, Joe. Woo! Congratulations. Awesome. And I really appreciate you doing the right thing, too. That's amazing.
Absolutely. And hopefully that's just a message to everybody that something small can really help brighten somebody's day.
Monday School is a chance for Wally to share what he learned at church and prove that he went.
So it seems like our world is getting farther and farther away from God every day. And it's not like it's this rapid change. It's a slow migration. And I think it really does start when we substitute God's truth for our own. You know, you hear people all the time saying, I'm just living my truth. I'm just living my truth. Well, okay, well, see how that works out for you in the end, you know? And we've somehow elevated personal truth so much that if you don't agree with or indulge somebody else's misguided truth, then God's truth and his people kind of get canceled by our culture for just going, hey, we can't lose sight of what God said is important and what God said is true. But we get so marginalized by louder voices, you know, kind of thing. It's frustrating.
Well, it's so easy to live our truth instead of God's truth because, you know, our schedules are very busy. And so to make time for God, I mean, it's really got to be, you've really got to make it a priority. You've got to make the time. And I know I'm guilty of that.
And that's kind of what this was, too, is like being intentional. So if our voices are silenced, how do we have an impact? You know, we're called to be sanctified, which that word just means set apart or be different. Like our lives, as we live them day in and day out, should look different from the world, you know, and we need to remember that our job is to please God, not culture. And so now inside of that, though, there is a big responsibility. We're called to be set apart, yes. And while we're called to speak the truth in a world that has its own distorted truth, we're also called to speak that truth, but to do it in love. That's where I think we get it wrong a lot of times. Like, and I know it's frustrating to be seen as a narrow-minded zealot just for standing for God's truth. But if we look just as hateful as the people who claim to be so open-minded, that's an irony. It's people that like want to accept everything, don't want to accept God and his truth. That's the craziest part of it. It's a total catch-22. But, you know, if we get angry about it, then we lose our influence to be that positive thing. And so it's nice because leaning into love also frees us up from having to be the judge. And that's how I think we can make a difference in this world by leading with love as we also share truth as well. I have a friend who goes, wait, what? All the time when she misses something. Hey, it's Wally. And wait, what? Might be the same reaction you have right now when I tell you that United Faith Mortgage can help you refinance your home and get some much needed cash out to use however and for whatever you would like. And my friend and founder of United Faith Mortgage, Ryan, dropped this little wait, what on me.
Sometimes you can take out some cash and your payments actually go down. It's not every time, but I've seen it quite a bit.
I know it sounds too good to be true, but that was the case for me. Ryan ran the numbers and I can pull a really nice chunk of money out of my house and my monthly mortgage is going down. That's because interest rates are so low and housing values are so high, but it's not going to last forever. So make sure you talk to United Faith Mortgage today. So for a great way to better your family's financial future, call the people I trust. United Faith Mortgage. Start online. Call anytime. UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp. 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
It's not news. Think of it more as news-ish. It's The Wally Show.
All right, Gavin, what you got?
So I personally never thought I'd embrace the title pet parent.
Oh,
like,
but
I always
you have.
I always thought it was a little cheesy, but I'm a pet parent of my cute dog Ellie for 3 years now.
Have you called her your dogter yet? Like daughter, dogter?
Oh, no.
Yeah, but you might.
I might go home and do that today.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
I'm so proud of her.
That's when you have gone way too far in the pet parent range.
Don't listen.
But I think a lot of people feel guilty when we do take her to the vet. But one thing we never do is, hey, who wants to go to the park? You want to go on a walk? You want to go outside? No, like we're very actually upfront and honest with her.
You don't lie to your pet?
Not my doctor.
Admirable. That's very admirable.
Tell her we're going to the vet. She still gets nervous. But I read something that said that 4 in 5 people actually feel truly guilty when they do lie to their pet.
Really?
Oh. How in the world? I could get that because the thing is sometimes when you build a relationship with a pet, they become like they have human characteristics. And so when you talk to them, it feels like you're talking to a friend.
Yes,
Stop it. It does
feel like you're talking to a friend. These aren't eyes of judgment. They're not judgment eyes. They're just like intrigued at this story eyes, okay?
Yeah.
And I get that. Like, I get like you love your animal, but like guilt over lying to it. Like, I've told my daughter we were taking her to Disney and took her to the dentist.
Oh, my goodness. You
know? What is wrong with you?
That's terrible.
This is why she has issues.
I wanted her to learn a little bit about life, that things don't always go the way that they're supposed to, and sometimes people that you love lie to you. Like,
you're terrible.
Not a great lesson or a great dad. But
I would say that Gavin treats his doctor better than you treat your own daughter.
Yeah, probably so. There you go. Thank you, Gavin. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. Betty Rock, describe to me your teenage room at your parents' house, please.
Well, okay, that was unnecessary.
Sorry, I hit the wrong
button.
That
was unnecessary.
Sorry. Well, you did own a goat.
I did. Okay, so I had some an unfortunate lime green wall with an unfortunate drawing of a daisy on it. Was big.
Were these choices?
Like yes, you? These were choices okay. that I made.
I could see that being cute.
My dad made the drawing, so that was good, but
that's cool.
Just the lime green was unfortunate. I had some glow-in-the-dark stars that were taped to the ceiling.
Nice. Reach for the stars, Betty Lou. The world is your oyster.
That's true. An unfortunate poster of a band member that I care not to get too specific on.
I will. I know you will. Yeah, she had Lance Bass on her wall.
I don't
want
to talk about it.
Well, what's interesting is because this is what I want to talk about is like, what is that thing on your wall or in your room when you were a kid that maybe still represents you today? Like, you don't have that item, but like, say you had a stuffed penguin on your bed and you grew up to be a penguin researcher.
Right. Well, I guess God knew all along that I was going to be a cat lady because I also had a poster of these three little kittens in a basket.
Really? That checks out.
It's so cute.
That checks out.
So anyways, now I've had cats ever since I've moved out.
All right. Well, yeah, exactly. See, that's you. That fits you. She didn't marry Lance Bass, but she got cats, so that's good.
One thing was possible.
Exactly. I had a poster of Striper on my wall. And so, obviously, I work in Christian radio and Christian music.
Look at that.
And so, it was one of those things that I still love music and it's still a big part of my life. And so, that was kind of my holdover from my youth, if you will.
It's a beautiful thing.
That's what I want you to tell us about right now. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. What was that thing you had in your room as a kid that maybe became a lifelong passion for you, or it still represents you to this day as an adult? 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take yours right now. Was there something in your room or on your walls that still maybe defines who you are today as an adult?
I'm a 1979 Brigadette, and that was the year we went to state too at football. And I'm still dancing. I'm 61 years old. I just turned 61 Wednesday.
Oh, congratulations.
So I still got my hat, my go-go boots, and my pom-poms.
So now you had all these things in your room when you were a kid, but now today, do you still dance?
I still dance, and I can still do the split.
Wow, that's impressive. That's not easy to do. I did a split once. It was when I was getting on a boat, and the boat pulled away from the dock. I had one foot on the boat, one foot on the dock.
Oh, no.
I did pretty good until I didn't, and then ended up in the water. Gavin, what was something that you had on your wall that, you know, or just in your room that maybe became something that defined you as an adult?
So I always decorated my bedroom with soda cans that I would never throw away, which would lead to a lot of, you know, arguments with the parents. But sadly, I carried that into my adulthood, and now my wife calls me out on it all the time.
Wait, were these like collectible soda cans, or
no,
you're just a pig?
I was just a pig. Oh, like, I would just drink it, leave it, drink it, leave it.
I love that your big carry-on from high school is bad habits. Like, nicely done. Doug, what is that thing from your childhood that you had on your wall or in your room that still kind of defines you today?
I had a lot of posters of, like, dragons and such because I started playing Dungeons & Dragons in 1981 when I was 10, which I still do today, do the math. Anyone who knows me knows that I'm involved in the Dungeons & Dragons community, and I'm also a history major. It led me into history.
Well, I'm a big fan of alliteration, and you have the perfect name if you're a Dungeons & Dragons fan, Doug. It's D&D Doug.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like all your buddies.
Oh, yeah.
Do they call you D&D Doug?
Sometimes.
You have since moved out of, like, your mom's basement, right?
Oh yeah. I live 4 states away.
There you go. Just checking. You broke the stereotype, because there is a stereotype with D&D players. In fact, I was at a radio station. We had this comedian come in who does songs. His name's Stephen Lynch, and he wrote a song about being that D&D kid. Here's a little bit of that.
I got my 12-sided die, and I'm ready to roll with the wizard and my goblin crew. My friends are coming over to my mom's basement, bringing Funyuns and the Mountain Dew. I got a big broadsword made out of cardboard, and that stereo's a pumping Zeppelin. It's that time of the night, we turn on the black light. Let the Dungeons and the Dragons begin. It's D&D. Fighting with the legends of yore. It's D&D.
Stingway FM. This is The Wally Show. And earlier we were talking about the things in your room as a kid that define you as an adult, those things on your wall. And we have something else that is wall related that can define you too as a believer and an adult. And it's our prayer wall. And it's this thing that's really cool at wayfm.com where you can post prayer requests and have people pray for you. And while you're there, you can pray for other people too. It's a really cool thing. And I got some information from our prayer pastor, Pastor Chad. He always kind of keeps us up to date with what are the big topics of the week, because it runs the gamut. It ebbs and flows. And like last week, there was a bunch on health. There's a bunch on marriages and relationships. COVID-19 still kind of making its rounds there, unfortunately, you know. And so people have different needs and different things that they're going through all the time, and this is a great place to share them and get a little bit of help and a little bit of peace, you know, in your life. And so that's why we have it. I think it's fantastic.
So when you go to wayfm.com, you'll see at the very top there's an option to click on prayer wall. When you do, it'll take you straight to the prayer wall where you can read through some of those prayer requests, maybe pray for a few of those. And if you've got one you'd like to add to the wall as well, you can do that there too. It's just simple and easy. You just fill out the information that you need. You can also do it anonymously and have your prayer posted where people can pray for you as well. That's all at wayfm.com.
Yeah, and you can share as much or as little about your life as you want. And there's a, like she said, you don't even have to use your name. There's an anonymous one said, I have a lot of bitterness in me. I've always been known as the one to go to who will listen and be positive. And I had to retire early due to a failed back surgery. And my identity was what I did for work, and now that's gone. And I totally get that. So I think as you read through things, you'll find things that connect with you, and take a minute to pray for those things and let people know that they're not alone. And so, again, you can check it out. It's our prayer wall at wayfm.com. This is such a great time of year where we get to start thinking about Thanksgiving and spending time with family and then Christmas right around the corner. And it's never too early to start thinking about ways that you can actually do something to help somebody in need. That's why I love that we've partnered with Food for the Hungry and the Chicken of the Month Club. Now, this is a subscription-based option, kind of like you do like Socks of the Month and things like that. This is where you can send two chickens to a family in need for only $28 a month. And you might be thinking, why chickens? I don't even know the first thing to do. If someone gave me a chicken, I'd be like, what do I do with this? But these people in these developing countries, they know how to maximize that resource.
Yeah, and one other good thing about having chickens is that they lay eggs. I mean, I'm pretty sure, not that I know much about chickens, but that they lay eggs every day, I believe.
A lot of eggs, yes.
So,
quote her on that.
That's helpful.
And that's how families can earn extra income, by selling eggs. Plus, the nutrition for families that deal with food insecurity. Don't tell the chickens about that, but it's a great source of protein, and they can also sell the chicks to other families as well. And so there's another income opportunity as a side hustle for them as well.
Another great thing about chickens is that they multiply pretty fast. So when they're selling those baby chicks, the families can get the income that they need that can help them reach their goal even quicker.
And another thing I love about this, it's not a handout, it's a hand up. And if that kind of resonates with you, it's a great thing to do this holiday season. You can help provide two chickens every month to a family for just $28 a month. You can check it out at fh.org/Wally Show. That's fh.org/Wally Show, or text the word chicken to 91979. That's chicken to 91979. We'll send you a link.
These are the least important stories out of Hollywood, but nonetheless entertaining. Here's Betty Rock with the least of these.
As if the general public needed this, someone took it upon themselves to develop an online calculator that tells you how long it would take billionaire Elon Musk to earn your yearly salary.
Oh, no.
This is not going to go well for anybody. Even people that make a lot of money, it's still, it just puts into perspective how little you make compared to him.
Well, for instance, the average yearly salary in the U.S. is $51,000.
Okay.
You plug that into the calculator, and you find out...
It just says, isn't that cute?
You find out that Elon can make that same amount of cash in just 2 minutes.
Oh, come on.
And 15 seconds.
Come on. That is crazy. crazy.
Or it takes us a year, 365 days. It takes him 2 minutes and 15 seconds.
That puts it into perspective, man. Like, yeah. I think we've gotten really numb to how much, like, $1 billion is, you know?
Oh,
it,
yeah.
Like, when you see the infrastructure deal at $1 trillion, and then they're like, oh, $650 billion go to this. You think, well, that's got to be a big chunk of that. Oh, no, there's a lot more billions in a trillion. And you just don't think about how much that is and how much this one guy is worth.
Mm-hmm. And as if that isn't enough to knock you down a notch, the site also has a ticker, and that's showing how much Elon is making in real time as you waste yours on the site.
Oh, man.
It's so great. Like, he's making money while we're just talking about him making money.
Right.
And he's just making...
And he doesn't have to do anything. Like, he might be napping.
Yeah, like, in this amount of time talking about him, he probably just made $20,000.
Oh,
you know? It's just crazy. Well, there you go. It's something to aspire to, actually. Not really, no. I'm curious, like, how long it would take him to make Gavin's salary, like Elon Musk.
Probably in, like, 30 more seconds. I'm on the site right
now. We're almost there.
We're almost there.
Oh, we just hit it.
These are the least important stories out of Hollywood, but nonetheless entertaining.
Here's...
Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show. Hey, how y'all doing?
Do you want to try again?
I hit not one, but two wrong buttons there. Yeah.
I still like this one.
Yeah, this one's fun.
I don't.
Always reminds me of Betty. I just have it on speed dial like, for when I need it. Oh, Betty's going to talk. Ring, ding, ding. Ding.
Okay.
This is Betty Rock's segment, though, because we're going to do smaller or taller. I'm the tallest person in the studio by
far. We are the same height.
Not even close.
Like on our licenses, it says 5'6".
Well, one of us lied.
You?
Nope. Gavin lied. I am taller than Gavin.
No.
I am taller than Betty.
His ego is taller.
I tower over the individuals in this room. And
oh,
so
that's the truth.
That carries out into my personal life where I just have a tendency to believe that I'm taller than I might actually be in real life.
But being 5'6".
And a half.
No, 5'6" on the line. Barely 5'6".
And a quarter.
No. There are a lot of celebrities out there that you think... Oh, surely Wally thinks he's taller than them.
I know.
But we come to find out that's not the case.
Or you think they're super tall and then they're really small, and I actually might be taller than Tom Cruise. He lies on his bio, too, by the way.
You are shorter than Tom Cruise.
No, I'm telling you
it's
a lie.
You're shorter than Justin Bieber.
I could see that. but Tom Cruise has lied about his height for years.
No, he didn't.
I have friends that work in the movie industry. And they say that at the end of a movie, when they yell rap for the day, they put him in their pocket and they take him home. So he's that tiny.
Oh, my Lord. Death.
Little toy soldier.
Yeah.
Oh.
All right. So what we're going to do here is Betty Rock is going to give us a celebrity. And all you have to do is say if Wally is smaller or taller than that celebrity. Okay. Mm-hmm. And again, remember, I'm a towering 5'6 and 3/8. Okay.
5'6. No, barely 5'6.
All right. If you want to play, 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. Uplifting Way of Him, this is the Wally Show. Claire, how are you today?
I'm good.
All right, Claire, so we're going to play a little game called Smaller or Taller. How tall are you?
I'm 5'8.5".
5'8.5"? Okay, so you and I are about the same height.
No.
You're taller than Wally by 2.5 inches.
By 2 inches. I'm 5'6.5". We have to set a baseline here,
Rock.
You keep lying.
You're not 5'6.5". You're not.
Okay, well, Claire, here's how it's going to work. She is going to give you a celebrity, and all you have to do is tell me if that celebrity is smaller or taller than I am at 5'6.5", okay?
Okay.
All right, so the first one is Prince. Do you know who Prince is?
I do not.
Oh, you don't? The artist formerly known as Prince. He was an 80s icon.
That might work to your favor, Wally, if she doesn't know. So do you think Prince is taller or smaller than Wally?
I think he's taller.
I think he's smaller. I think Prince was demure and he wore high heels. I think that he clocks in at 5'4", maybe, if I'm guessing. So Betty Rock, who's right?
Claire is actually wrong. Prince is 5'3".
I knew it.
So you have 3 inches on him, Wally.
I know. I even gave him an inch, too. I said 5'4". Oh, my goodness. Okay, what's the next one?
All right, Oprah Winfrey. Do you think she is smaller or taller than Wally at his staggering 5'6"?
Taller.
I think that's a good guess. I would have gone with taller, too. She carries herself very big. And if we're talking hair, like hair height, because my hair height gave me an edge over Chris Tomlin because I have straight up hair.
It didn't. It still didn't. He was still taller than him. I have a picture to prove it.
He's tiny. and so I would go along with Claire on this one. Is she right? Is Oprah taller than me?
Oprah is taller than you by a whole inch.
Nice. I knew
it. 5'7".
Wow. Okay. All right. Last one.
All right. Here we go.
All comes down to this.
Brad Pitt. Ugh. Claire, do you think Brad Pitt is smaller or taller?
First of all, do you think he's better looking than me?
Definitely.
Okay. Thanks, Claire. You know, you could have waited for a second. You didn't have to jump right in there. Okay. Is he taller than me then?
Yes, he's taller than
me. He has to be. Like, I know Tom Cruise is tiny, but there's no way Brad Pitt is smaller than me. But he might not be as tall as we think. I'm going to say Brad Pitt is 5'8".
Can I put a guess?
Yes.
5'10".
5'10".
Okay, one of you is just an inch off. He is clocking in at 5'11". So, yes, he is taller than Wally.
Yeah, he is a big dude. But not better looking, according to Claire. I think that's what she said.
No,
I don't remember.
No. She said you.
I said he's better looking.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I missed that.
I didn't.
All right. So, Claire, congratulations. Woo! You're a winner today on Smaller or Taller.
Thank you.
And now for some good news.
Yeah! That's right. 3 rapid fire good news stories coming at you designed to make you feel better because there's a lot of negative Nelly news in the world. So here we go. Good news, giddy up. Betty Rocco.
This is good news, all while also shocking news. 105-year-old runner, her name is Julia Hurricane Hawkins. She set a world record in her age group last week for the 100-meter dash.
Oh, wow. That is amazing.
She did it in 1:03, but she was a little upset afterwards. What? She was hoping to break a minute.
I wonder if Gavin could do this. Like an I challenge Gavin if you could beat the 105-year-old lady's record.
I think I could, but I probably would be huffing and puffing more than she is after.
Yeah, we might have to do an I challenge Gavin with that.
I don't know.
Gavin, good news, giddy up, go.
There was a black cat that went missing in Pennsylvania in August, but it just turned up at a shelter in New York 200 miles away.
Oh, wow.
No one knows how it got there. Its owners didn't believe it at first, but a microchip said it was their cat, Dagger.
Oh, that's a cool name.
Amazing name. Yeah. They drove to the shelter expecting for it to be some sort of mix-up, but it was definitely their cat.
That's a good day. Like, expecting, like, this isn't going to be it. Like, you try not to get your hopes up, and then there it is. There's Dagger. That's awesome. And then finally here, this is really cool. There's a firefighter, a photo of this guy reading a book to a little girl after a crash. Her parents had been in a car crash, and so they were going through everything and trying to get it all figured up and cleaned up. And so he sat down on the curb and read her a book, which is really cool. Aww. And so it just melted people's hearts on the internet. But then I found out that this fire company, they carry book bags filled with stuffed animals, books, and things like that to help kids take their mind off of the thing that they're going through right
now. That's so
sweet. Yeah, I think that's a really good idea. And that is a little bit of good news. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And the other day we were talking about Thanksgiving and how it's a great holiday because you don't have to buy presents, but you still get to gather with family and stuff. But there aren't, like, Thanksgiving songs, okay? I mean, there's the Adam Sandler one that everyone talks about from years ago.
A turkey for me, turkey for you. Let's eat turkey in a big brown shoe.
I find it funny because it was part of my growing up, you know. But Gavin had never even heard it and no idea what that was. And so I was like, yeah, there just aren't any Thanksgiving songs. But then Rebecca said, I disagree, sir.
Oh.
Good sir. There are some Thanksgiving songs. How have you forgotten them?
Oh, you stand corrected.
I do. I'm always willing to be wrong.
Oh, okay.
From when Rebecca tells me. Mm-hmm. So she said, hey, here's a couple that maybe you haven't thought about. There is one by Ben Rector, and it's the Thanksgiving song.
Football. Watching families grow, the old kids' table, all have kids of their own. Starting to see my grandfather in my nephew's eyes. Mom still can't talk about him and I'd almost cry.
I like that. That's good. I don't remember that song.
I've never even heard it, so it's brand new to me.
I mean, he's got an open playing field there. There's again, there aren't a lot of great Thanksgiving songs, so you write one that's even mediocre, and you got a good shot at having that be an instant classic.
Are you, is that what you're calling it, mediocre?
It's going to have to grow on me a little bit. I think we're actually going to be playing it here, so that's kind of cool, though. But then the other one that landed that Rebecca told me about was the one I had forgotten, Matthew West and his Gobble Gobble song.
Not mediocre at all.
Oh, no. Instant classic here, guys.
Gobble, gobble one, gobble, gobble two, gobble, gobble me, gobble, gobble you.
Hey.
Listen to me now. Gobble, gobble three, gobble, gobble.
What's he gonna rhyme with four? I don't know.
Gobble, gobble
please. Door?
Can I have some more?
Four beats, there you go.
There shouldn't be raising of voices during Thanksgiving.
That song just gobbled up my heart. Like if we play Ben Rector and we don't play Gobble Gobble Me, if I'm Matthew West, I'm coming down here and I'm protesting the station.
Oh, my word.
I would be like, gobble, gobble. Turkeys are people too. Let us have turkey in a big brown shoe. I just confused them all, but man, there you go. So again, I stand corrected. There are a couple Thanksgiving songs, and you'll hear them here on Way of M.
Oh, I hate goodbyes, but there's still more fun to be found through our YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. Don't forget to join our exclusive Potty Facebook group. You can find the link in the description of this podcast. And thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.